This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
He sat up in his open window, looking quietly down at the path. A firefly flew in his room and flew right out again. Down jumped the prince, and he went again to find his radio. As he made his way, he could hear something once again. There was that transistor up on the same tree. Then, from inside of it came a strange voice.
Well, I'm down by the barn with a bucket of paint, and I'm ready to go. I got my sleeves rolled up and a ladder on the wall and a transistor radio. Someday
they'll say,
what the heck is that anyway? So live it up, oh yeah, uh-huh, till they come for you.
Live it up,
keep them guessing why you do the things you do. And when the morning comes, all the world will see. Mr. Picasso, he's got nothing on me.
Someday,
I know, they're gonna carry me down this road. So live it up, uh-huh. You're never gonna pin me down.
Live it up,
'cause I know you only get once around.
Live it up,
day it's coming. There's nothing like the present day.
So live it up,
take your blues,
pack 'em up,
and throw 'em all away. Come on, kick some dust and shake the rust. We'll make the hound dogs wail. Let's tip a jar, and if we go too far, I got enough for a banjo.
heavyweight along the dotted line. You'll never recognize yourself on a jacket vine. Doctor, lawyer, beggar man, thief. Billy Joe Remarkable looks on in disbelief. If you want to taste the madness, you'll have to wait in line. You'll probably see someone you know on a jacket vine. Bonnie High on China White, surely found a punk. Don't you know there ain't no devil that's dead screaming Jay when he's drunk. Well, this stuff will probably kill you. Let's do another line. What do you say you meet me down on Hot Jacket Vine? Bella Bush's sucking on a solo pop. Well, I bet she's still a virgin, but it's only 25 to 9. You can see a million of them down on a hot American vine. Better off in Iowa against your scrambled egg and crawling down the boulevard on a pair of broken legs. You'll find that ignorance is bliss every doggone time. You're waiting for the RTD on Hot Attack and Vine. Money High and China White, surely found a pump. Don't you know there ain't no devil that's just screaming shame in drunk. Well, this stuff will probably kill you. Let's do another line. What do you say you meet me down on a Hot Attack and Vine? Liar, liar, with your drawers on fire. White spade hanging on a telephone wire. Gamblers reevaluate along the dotted line. You'll never recognize yourself on a Hot Jacket Vine. Doctor, lawyer, beggar man, thief. Billy Joe Remarkable looks on in disbelief. If you want to taste the madness, you'll have to wait in line. You probably see someone you know on a Hot Jacket Vine. See that little Jersey girl in the see-through top with the pedal pushes sucking on a soda pop. Well, I bet she's still a virgin, but it's only 25 to 9. You can see a million of them down on Hot Jacket Vine. Bonnie High and China White surely found a pump. Don't you know there ain't no devil that's just screaming Jay when he's drunk? Well, this stuff will probably kill ya. Let's do another ride. And say you meet me down on a Hot Attack and Vine.
Now listen, all you good gals, I'm giving you advice. If you want to hold your man, don't try to be too nice. I'm a decent woman, but I learned it just don't pay. I'm a decent woman, found it never seems to pay. Cause a wicked monkey woman about to steal my man away. I tried to be a good gal, tried to act just like a saint. But I won't be good much longer, cause men like gals that ain't. Seems a gal that's mighty sinful can put men in a trance. And a gal with too much virtue just doesn't have a chance. got me mad. I'm a decent woman, and that gal has got me mad. Well, she'll never get my baby, 'cause I'm learning to be
banter in the studio is ripe and righteous. And we're talking about Esquibal and a former colleague of ours at the radio station the Mystery Man and I work at here in New Jay. This guy mostly trafficked in the progressive music world that we dwell in. And one night he did a two-hour, maybe three-hour Esquibal special. And I was a fan of his program, so I called him up and said, "What? Why? Que pas?" And he said, "'Cause the man writes many sweets in his music." And then you stop to think about it, the sweet being S-U-I-T-E, where, you know, it's kind of like the classical people do with a lot of stuff going on within a song, all within three-minute songs. And it's wonderful. We just heard the piece called Lazy Bones from the album Music for a Sparkling Planet. That was a Bar None reissue out of Hoboken, New Jersey. Back in the 90s, they released several of Esquival's records, especially his Christmas record, which is a diamond. I love this album. Just heard Lazy Bones. That will not fit the description of this program, for you see, brethren, it's a miracle I'm here today. It took a lot to get here and to get back home, and I'll explain shortly. Before, the man from Mexico, not New America or New Mexico as it's currently known. Oh, man. This man. He's a devil with a yen for McDonald's. Julia Lee, the queen of double entendre from Kansas City, unusually did a track called Decent Woman Blues. Normally, she puts the sexy back in cyber radio. This time, a semi-admonition for the ladies. Took that from a collection called My Man Stands Out. And yes, that was she was talking on the beach or anywhere else. Julia Lee and her boyfriends, the name of her ensemble. I love that woman's music. She's great fun. Speaking of great fun, if you're in the mood for debauchery, Screamin' Jay Hawkins with a cover of Tom Waits' song. Maybe I got to go back. Think I do, Tennis Shoe. Screamin' Jay Hawkins with a cover version of Tom Waits' Heart Attack and Vine. And that album by Waits was released today in 1980. I couldn't find it. I don't even know if I have it on CD, because that's our arsenal here on the Pale Face Parabola. We play CDs. And I read the other day, and this has been a refrain from economists over the last year, that CDs are coming back. Well, for both the Mystery Man and I, they never left. That whole thing was bogosity. Yes, the most real and truest sonic experience is with black lacquer, aka LPs. But CDs are fine. And that stupidity of taking them out of cars, who do I give a black eye to? Well, there's that. JB for the defense of compact disc. That streaming thing, I don't know. I can't get my head around it. But there's a lot of things about modern life I could apply the same persuasion or adjective to in 2026 Anno Domini. Screamin' Jay Hawkins, lie, lie with your pants on fire. Except he says drawers in it, as opposed to Waits' original version. Screamin' Jay, what a piece of work. There was a documentary or rockumentary movie in this case about Screamin' Jay and his 70-some kids that he had, children, in his lifetime. And they used to meet for a reunion after he passed about 20 years ago or so. And a filmmaker took advantage of the occasion to film the kids greeting each other. And some of them barely, if at all, knew Screamin' Jay. You Know is big hit. You'll hear it a lot around Halloween time, especially here in the United States. I Put a Spell on You. You know who else does a good version of that? Jeff Beck with Joss Stone singing the lead. Ooba dooba. They crush it. And I was never a Joss Stone fan at all until I heard her do that. It's like, yeah, okay. She's pretty good. She better be good if she's playing with Jeff Beck. Or singing with him, in this case. David Byrne's Broadway show, which was filmed by Spike Lee. I believe it was an HBO special here in the United States. Saying to the Mystery Man, it's one of the best concerts I've ever seen. It's as good as Stop Making Sense, the movie. Just brilliant music making. 11-piece band on stage, all barefoot, wearing gray outfits. And they put different life into the Talking Heads' Ezimbra from that double live album. Essential. It's so good. Take my word for it, or don't. At your own risk. Risk to your musical health, he big-headedly say. Begin the music part of the show with a CD I found in my laboratory cleaning up last night. It's like, oh, Those Darned Rascals, except the real band name is Those Darned Accordions, from the album Lawn Ball, released in 2004. We heard what I thought would be a good selection. That whole set improv from the show I had put together a couple days ago. Lawn Ball from 2004. This was a Connecticut band, I believe. They also did, I don't have that disc. I think my son made off with it, where they cover Grant Funk's We're an American Band. But I like this band a lot. I didn't like the covers on this record so much, if I may be so bold, but I sure like that song. Live It Up, Those Darned Accordions. And the Beach Boys started off, and those of a certain vintage, I'm sure your ears perked up at the mention of Magic Transistor, underline transistor radio, from Mount Vernon and Fairway, A Fairy Tale. I think that was around the time of there's a Sale at Pennies. I can't remember, but it's on this Beach Boys compilation called Sail on Sailor. The 1972 years where Carl Wilson really took a leading role in the band. And man, were they good. Those years, hugely underrated in Beach Boys lore. I didn't like the early car and surf stuff, even though I like both of those genres of music. I loved From Pet Sounds Through Holland, the 1972 album, of which much of this is drawn upon. And then I don't think I liked anything after that, except That's Why God Made the Radio, the studio record where Mike Love and Brian Wilson buried the hatchet and not in each other this time. Beach Boys, Magic Transistor Radio. A call to ears. Hi, I'm Jumpin' JB. He's the mystery man. We are the denizens, the radio denizens of Studio A here in the wilds of Sussex County, New Jay. We're down a man tonight. Our team, the master of Disastro, he be Casto, and he's been sick for about the last week. So I had to call out the infantry and heavy artillery to get here today. More on that in a second. 3D also busy today. So it looked like our program was going to be in jeopardy. Like Greg Kinn's song, I Lost on Jeopardy. But all of a sudden, the counselor came through and he got my ASS up here. And the mystery man and I will go on an excellent adventure to get me home. This is a miracle I'm here today, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, I've been so grateful for this summer. People have come through in a fashion at $4.49 a gallon for regular gas. Because, you know, never get tired of Trump's version of winning. I saw that at the Wawa we stopped at on the way up here. It's like, oh man, look at this. What a feckin' disgrace. And it is. Stop worrying about, you got to rename things and lower the gas, release the reserves and lower the gas prices, dagnabbit. So the counselor got me here, additions to our team, along with 3D and the big guy. And then there's our New Zealand team. The man who gave me this job, and I'm conscious of that. I want to live up to his trust on a weekly basis. Couldn't do it without the mystery man. And don't want to anymore. Philby has his own program. It follows ours. If you're listening live on the North Island of NZ, it's called Retrospect. It's the best of its kind on the air. You would be making a mistake of huge proportion if you didn't spend time with Bill when we toss him the keys around midnight tonight. For the rest of you, access the podcast of Retrospect 60s Garage, Punk, and Freak Beat with Bill Gray. And your soul will jump for joy, I cheerfully predict. Then there's Mike, our program director, host of two morning shows, Mondays and Thursdays here on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand. And he has style and bounce on those shows, 7:30 to 9:30 in the morning here in New Zealand. And again, I don't know if Mike's podcast, but I know he does great interviews with local luminaries, and he's comfortable, and inevitably, he gets a lot of information out of the people he talks to. And then there's Ricardo, our designated hitter, when we can't make it, which is rare, but occasionally. And he was the former co-host, along with Sam, of the Outer Limits Frequency, which was heard here on Free FM. He's been gone now on a regular basis for about 2 years, but when I send up the bat signal, he leaps into the action, to the point where, like the 60s basically sitcom of Batman with Adam West, he climbs up the side of buildings and talks to the citizens of Hamilton NZ. And then there's the mystery man, my pal. We worked together here in New Jersey for, well, about the last 11 years now. I got turned on to his show about 2017. And Sundays have become a some musical and time gymnastics to listen to his show. But when I do, I hear music that I've never heard on the radio before and don't anticipate, unless he plays it again, that I'll hear again. And here with his skills in studio and advice, I would be less. So that's our team here on the Pale-Faced Parabola, brought to you weekly here, premiering on Wednesdays on Free FM. And also, that's the day where the podcast appears around the world. Check our social media page, the Pale-Faced Parabola, or just Pale-Faced Parabola, for the places you can listen to the show. And away we go, back to the sounds, now that we've got our heading and set our parameters. Our in-studio text line for advice, abuse, or comments is 908-914-7582. Now, 3D and me had a wonderful Saturday this past week, and I'm always ambivalent about going to see her family, if I may be so bold, because they just never got used to me and my idiosyncratic ways. So, oh man, you know, it's my day at the record shop, and you know, I probably asked about six different times, trying to dodge our way into not going. But she said, "Well, I got it. It's my family." Okay, got there, and it was wonderful. Gracious hosts, brother-in-law, and sister-in-law, and good people. We talked, we laughed, we sat by the beach. Usually, if you post a picture about your business, post a picture about my business, you know, you get shrugs, unless I put one of our cats in the picture, or my granddaughter, which I won't do in this age of piracy and social media misrepresentation. But this time, I put the picture of 3D and me on a bench. I had asked her, "Listen, we don't often get to do this when we get down there. 5 minutes on a bench by the beach, like the married couple that we're in now, 18 years and counting, 22 years of a relationship." And I posted the picture, which I usually, again, don't do, on Sunday this past weekend. Got over 100 responses to the photo. It was like, they like us, to quote Sally Field. They really, really like us. Well, all that to say this. There is a 21-year-old wearing Ray-Bans at the reunion. And his parents are the people that I gravitate towards because we can talk sports and college, which the 21-year-old is in. He's at the State University of New Jersey, and music and, you know, all kinds of different things. And I was telling this lad named Jake, I said, you know, your alarm clock in the morning, instead of like Groundhog Day where you got to hear Sonny and Cher every day, said there's a song that the band did, you know, and I got the 1,000-yard stare because he's 21. He doesn't know who the band is. I said, and then this band that I'm about to play, the Dead String Brothers, have a tremendous record from 2005 called Starving Winter Report. They're from Detroit. I think they were substance abusers and didn't last long. About four records or so. Never really broke through. Some people make it. 10,000 don't. Maybe more than that. I don't know why these guys didn't. And maybe you won't either. In 3 minutes, 6 seconds, and 64? Interesting timing.
Get up, Jake. It's lonely to die, and a bell's crying, and it's all say shake. Early in the morning, late in the evening, in the midnight hour, when the time going bad now. Shake with the feeling, shake with the feeling. Listen while I talk to you now, tell you what I'm gonna do now. Shake it, take it, baby. Shake it like a bowl of soup, yeah. Let it go loop-de-loop, yeah. Put your hand on the hip now. Come on and let your backbone slip. Move your body like your hip and just shake. Got to have it. Shake in the morning, early in the evening. Take my dog, you might now. Or if you do it right now. Put your hand on the hip, yeah. Come on, let your backbone slip. Move your body like the hip with that shake. All that mercy now. Early in the morning, late in the evening, all night long, yeah. With all your might, yeah. Now if you do it, do it right now. Let your body loop the light again. Oh, have mercy, shake. Everybody say, shake. One more time, say, shake. Everybody say, shake. Everybody say, shake. One more time, say, shake. Everybody's hotter.
Hi, this is James Brown, soul brother number one, always fighting. Now I'm fighting for your life. I'm fighting for your life because if you use drugs, you better leave it alone. Drugs are contagious. They're killers. Every drug is a killer. Stay away from drugs. Drugs will take your life away. And if you want to live, stay away from drugs because they are super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad.
Below, honey, Motherhood.
like the Dead String Brothers, it's been a certified mystery that this guy, Nick Waterhouse, didn't get more time in the compact disc buying public. He put out some stellar records. This one called Never Twice and the track called Lucky Once. Man, I need a car. I want to get lucky. And I have real problems getting around these days. So I can't even get to the go buy a lottery ticket from my man about 3 miles from our house. One of these days I'm going to get there. And I'm going to pay bills, I'm going to pay debts, and I'm going to buy a car. I saw the movie Tucker. In fact, it was Jeff Bridges' day on Labor Day. I had some time in the house, 3D was busy, and I watched the remake of the movie True Grit, which had Jeff Bridges as Cogburn. John Wayne is an American icon. Jeff Bridges ran rings around him as an actor. And the Coen brothers wrote the screenplay and co-produced the movie. Matt Damon, who has risen in my purview as a good actor, and Haley Stanford in her debut, the dialogue was tremendous. Recommended. And since we were talking about cars later on in the night after I finished working, I want to see another movie, and the movie Tucker, about the car maker from the 1940s, if I remember right. And Jeff Bridges was the lead in that one too. I'm hard pressed to find a role that I didn't like him in, except the terrible guy he played in the fabulous Baker Brothers, where he's just rude and rotten to everyone. What a performance in True Grit and in Tucker. Love me some movies. Watch a lot of them these days, because along with sports, it's escapism, and I cheerfully admit that. So Nick Waterhouse, we wandered far from that. Jane Mansfield checked in. Okay, Jane, you played the part of a sexpot really well, and then you got typecast. Cassandra Wilson, who just passed last week, excellent obituary in the New York Times, as they usually do, or think piece in this case, about her life and career. From the album Blue Light Till Dawn, one of two history-making and ground-making records, or groundbreaking records, that she made in the mid-1990s. The other one being New Moon Daughter. She was 70 when she got the call. For some reason, I got Vancouver written down here. For me, there was a time when she was the sexiest woman on the planet. She sang in those hushed, husky tones. And it was just like, who is this woman? And if I wasn't married, I'd be throwing stones at her window and yelling, Rapunzel! I mean, Cassandra, let down your hair, baby. Otis Redding, birthday today, born in 1941. In his halcyon days, we heard the track called Shake, number 47 pop and number 15 R&B, 1967. It was released the year before he went down on the plane. There's a quote. His shouts could peel the sheetrock off the studio wall. His wife and most of his friends didn't care for his signature song now, or what it is, has become that, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Otis Redding, Shake. Small Faces did that song too, and they did it just as well. Says me, the pale face. And if I didn't like black people's music, I wouldn't play it on the show. I like black people's music a lot. Speaking of, Dee Dee Sharp with the track called Ride. She was born Diane LaRue in Philadelphia. Birthday today as well. Not sure if she's still with us. Part of the early dance and kitsch crowd of the 1960s on Cameo Records. That was recorded September 18th, 1962. Number 5 on the pop charts and number 7 R&B. Yeah, I kind of remember her from the time, even though I was young. And I liked a lot of that stuff. I didn't like the guys on, like Bobby Rydell on the Cameo Parkway label. But I liked, except for the guy who did the Monster Mash. Dead String Brothers started off Get Up, Jake. It's 3 in the morning. Can that album actually be 22 years young already? It is. For Jake D. Music bric-a-brac from the day. Earthstrong. Doug Engel of the Iron Butterfly. One of the worst lead vocalists you'll ever hear. But everybody had that drum solo down by Ron Bushy in that band. And how about the squawking guitar noises about 12 minutes into In a God of DeVita? Doug Engel, the keyboard player. Legend has it, he was so drunk he couldn't say In the Garden of Eden. And I can't either, obviously. So he did In a God of DeVita and pulled it off. Because every schoolboy I knew back then in Catholic school, they had that album. Pamela DeBar, one of the groupies, leaders of the groupies in the 1960s. She was in the band, the GTOs, that Zappa produced and gave songs to, and probably had extramarital relations with some or all of them. Pamela DeBar, 1948. She married Michael DeBar of the band Silverhead and also the band Detective, and it didn't last. Elvin Jones, how could I have not brought with me tonight Coltrane to Studio A? I didn't. Born today in 1927, nearly 100 years young. Elvin Jones, what a timekeeper he was in the engine room. Danny Kalb of the Blues Project. I don't have anything by them on CD because they don't have any real CDs out of their glory days. In the time that Al Kooper was in the band, Danny Kalb, I interviewed him once on an old radio program, and it was a good time. At the end of the interview, he said, I want to go up to the local blues joint, which was about 20 minutes outside of our studio. He said, can I borrow $20 so I can go up there? And I'm like, Danny Kalb, Blues Project, you need $20? One of us gave it to him. I can't remember who. Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics, born today in 1952. Always wanted to like them more than I do, but they had some good songs. That Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves song, great stuff. He also worked with Jagger in a band called Super Heavy and Joss Stone. See, it all comes around. John McPhee, multi-instrumentalist. He's been the third Doobie Brother now for a long time. And I got a lot of time for the Doobie Brothers. I know. But you turned black water on, and not out of your sink or in your sink, but, you know, the song. And JB's a happy man. Because I love to talk about myself in the third person, just like a person that we work with here in New Jersey. Bruce Palmer, the bass player of the Buffalo Springfield, born today. Bruce Palmer was a Canadian, and he got busted once, and they tried to run him out of the country. Imagine that. That doesn't happen in America, does it? Yes, it does. Album's released today. Neil Young's Ragged Glory. I submit to you boldly and without fear of contradiction, one of his best, released in 1990 after a string of records where people were saying, I think Neil's gone wacky. They put out Ragged Glory, and they were just, Neil and Crazy Horse were ripping and running on that album. Love it. Might hear it if I brought it with me tonight. Rush released the band Signals in 1982. I've Succumbed to Them Too, as well as Billy Joel. Don't ask me why. Time has taught me, I guess. John and Yoko released the album Imagine Tonight in 1971. I looked for it, discovered to my chagrin that I don't have that CD. And also, I wouldn't play that song anyway. I think we'll hear it a lot this week on the anniversary of 9/11 in the USA, coming up on Friday. Iggy Pop, Lust for Life. I have that. It's going to be in this next set. The album that Bowie produced. Iggy wrote the songs and Bowie co-wrote them. What a great record. Talk about a big beat. Soupy Sales Kids in the Engine Room on that album, and they kick it. Sam and Dave released the album Soul Man today in 1967. Isaac Hayes co-wrote a lot of the songs for them at the time. Saw Sam and Dave once when the Blues Brothers rejuvenated their career. And a friend of mine and my next door neighbor, who I always lusted after, got out on the dance floor and they slow danced to a fast song. And I remember Sam Moore yelling out at one point, "What the hell are you two doing?" Tom Waits, as we mentioned before, released Heart Attack and Vine today in 1980. R.E.M. underrated record, New Adventures in Hi-Fi. I think that's around the time that Bill Berry had a stroke and kind of took some of the whack out of the bass and drum rhythm section. There's some good songs on that album. We're going to play one of them for you shortly. What else we got on here? Incubus released an album called Science today in 1991. Frank Black, not in the Pixies this time. Frank Black and the Catholics released a self-titled record in 1998. And this is, I can't even read this last one that I wrote down. Get towards the bottom of the page, start scribbling. And I don't know. Bring Out Your Dead. Ernie Ball, he of the Guitar Strings, today in 2004. Bob Markley, I'll save this for my Friday show here in the States. He of the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band and a mover and shaker on the L.A. scene. The King of Bluegrass. I have no Bill Monroe records. How is that possible, Paul Trenwith? Today in 1996 at the age of 84. And Ronald Bell, who's from New Jersey, I believe. He was the front man in Kool & the Gang today in 2020. All right, enough necrophilia. Here's Kendra Mars. Thanks, Ricardo and Sam, for turning me on to this one.
When I go to space, will you catch me on the round in a satellite or not? Space with the people here swinging from a chandelier. Watch me ride the loop to loop twice. In a boat you only float. Cars are fast, but still you hope to take you where the stars look so nice. When I go to space. When I go to space. When I go to space.
Down your back stairs, buddy. Somebody Let's go while we're young.
Well, after I do the household chores, I drink a beer and I just get bored. I watch TV and I smoke cigarettes, and this Western movie is the worst one yet. I don't like the rodeo. I don't like the movie show. I don't like working on cars, and I don't like sitting and drinking in the bar. But tonight I'll get my kicks when the drummer gets his rock and roll sticks. I'm gonna burn on the guitar picks, and the dancers do the honky-tonk kicks. And it's nice to see the city folks mix when the young city picker plays the hillbilly licks.
Sitting in this beer joint down in Houston, Texas. Was drinking Colorado Kool-Aid and talking to some Mexicans. And we was, what's that you say? What's Colorado Kool-Aid? Well, it's a can of Coors brewed from a mountain stream. It'll set your head on fire and make your kidneys scream. Oh, it sure is fine. Yeah, we was having ourselves one of them real good times. But you know, every beer joint that you've ever been in, some big mean drunk who just ain't got no friend. Sure enough, he wants to fight. Yeah, he's gonna whip everything in sight. Well, he took him a big cold swallow of beer, and he walked over and spit in my Mexican friend's ear. Sure enough, that made my buddy real mad. That's something like he ain't never had. Well, sir, he pulled out a big long switchblade knife. Quick as a whistle, he began to slice. And that big mean drunk stood back, face full of tears, looking down at the floor, one of his ears. He cut that thing off even with a sideburn. You might say the little Mexican fella, he just didn't give a darn. But he was a gentleman about it. Bent over and with a halfway grin, picked it up and handed it back to him. He said, "Now, big man, you get the urge to spit a little beer. Just open up your hand there and spit it in your own ear. Won't be no trouble that way." That's what I heard him say. Then I said, barmaid, set us up around that Colorado Kool-Aid. While you're up there, bring this big fella here a box of Band-Aids. Now let me tell you, if you're ever riding down in South Texas and decide to stop and drink some Colorado Kool-Aid and maybe talk to some Mexicans, and you get the urge to get a little tough, better make damn sure you got your knife-proof earmuff. Hey, ain't that right, big man? I said, ain't that right, big man? Ah, hell, he can't hear. Not on this side anyway, he ain't got no ear. Hey, barmaid, bring us all a big tall glass of that Colorado Kool-Aid. How about it? How you doing, big man? Still got your ear there in your hand?
The rest of this record is now totally taken up with Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Fun than the law should allow. I was just informed by the Sultan of Studio A that the Monty Python piece that we just played was played at Bill Clinton's inauguration. And I thought, all right. And then I thought, you know, I wasn't the world's biggest Bill Clinton fan. I think a lot of that centrist stuff he did had debilitating effects to workers here in America. But compared to what's going on now, he was John F. Kennedy. Before Dallas, mind you, coming up on that anniversary. And you know, we still haven't seen all the files yet. Like Epstein. The United States talks a lot about being a democracy, but there's some things that go on. They're way too secretive for my myopic tastes. In the background, Byron Lee and the Dragonaires from Kingston, Jamaica in the mid-1960s with this track called Frankenstein. See, we got a Frankenstein track in here after all. Musical hopscotch and mental gymnastics. The Pale-Faced Parabola. I'm Jumpin' JB. He's the mystery man. We are live on Free FM 89.0. We're also reheated on the weekend. I think it's Sunday morning at 2 a.m. on Free and podcast all over the world during the week. We recommend that you support Good Pods, which is a superb internet app, but also were heard on Apple and TuneIn, etc. at all. Again, reference our Paleface Parabola social media page. That's updated weekly, except last week, because I didn't give what I should have in, even though I told myself about four times last week. It's like, yeah, get your metadata. And I accosted Phil Gray. Said, hey, how come no show promo this week? He said, you didn't give me anything to work with. Dope! Before Byron Lee. Oh. And Monty Python. What a piece. Johnny Paycheck, the guy who wrote Take This Job and Shove It, from The Soul and The Soul and the Edge, the best of Johnny Paycheck. Heard a track about a night knocking a couple back in a brewery. Gone Wrong. Colorado Kool-Aid, the name of that track. Haven't played that one in a long time. Haven't played any Johnny Paycheck in a long time. He was a pretty honest guy. Some of the song titles on here. Me and the IRS. Stay Away from the Cocaine Train. 11 months and 23 days about him doing time. Candid. Bill Kirchen has a new record out. Now, at one time, he was the guitar player in Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen, and one of their early records has a photo of them by an old car, and Bill Kirchen is absolutely stoned to the bone. Looking at his eyes, it's like, oh, that boy got on the business end of some kind of alteration before they took that photo. It's kind of like my old friend Dr. Eels McGee said about Donald Fagen from Steely Dan. He said, you know, some of the early shots of Fagen when he had long hair, it's like, hi, I just woke up, take my picture. And it fit. From the new Bill Kirchen album, Cat Out of the Bag. This is his first album in a long time. He's so good. If you can find it, there's a live version of Hot Rod Lincoln. Yeah, I know, you've heard that song. But you haven't heard it like this. It goes on for close to 10 minutes, and it is sensational. I don't know how he does it. This one a bit more spare. City Mix, the name of that track, about being restless and going to town. From the new album, once again, Cat Out of the Bag. R.E.M. New Adventures in Hi-Fi. That's the album we told you released today in 1996. The track we played was How the West Was Won and Where It Got Us. I'll send one out to the people who likely will have an executive order to change their name to New America from New Mexico, and let's see how they kick against the prick. And also, my son and his family out in the northwest, north of Seattle, because they love it out there. And I hope this, I think he was called a nincompoop on the radio yesterday. just keep him away from a pen and any kind of policy making. Don't spoil the beauty of the American Northwest, which I saw pictures of over the weekend. And someday, 3D and me are going to make it out there. Before R.E.M., Iggy Pop with Neighborhood Threat from Lust for Life, another album released today in music history. This album is tremendous. His second solo album after the Stooges disbanded in the 1970s and then came back. They were all a hot mess, as the kids like to say these days. Or they said about 5 years ago, and I'm just catching on to it. Bowie, big involvement on this record. In fact, he went on tour, the 1977 tour with Iggy, after they went to Berlin to Clean Up? Yeah, sure. That happened. Started the set with Kendra Morris. I Am What I'm Waiting For is the name of the record. And we heard When I Go to Space from an excellent label called Karma Chief. I think it's a subsidiary of Coal Mine Records. Really good. Kendra Morris. Got three of her records and love them all. Again, thanks to Ricardo and Sam of the Outer Limits Frequency for turning me on to her on their program. Chris Smithers in the On Deck Circle. Last mic break of the night. All the news that gives you fits. Talked about Cassandra Wilson and played her before. Is that all I'm going to say about her? Might be, because I can't read my own writing. Pete Townsend pulled out of Eric Clapton's Crossroads concert that's held, I think it's going to be at the end of this month. He's got some left foot injury. If I know anything about English musicians, it's probably because they got in a fight. Stalling for time so I can load the next song, which I billboarded, so I can't get around playing it or not playing it. Free FM 89.0. Hamilton NZ. Hi, Deb. Hi, Oliver. Bill, Mike, Kate PK, Ben, Andrew. It's a stellar radio station. Believe your ears. What? Oh, it's in there, I don't think. The Bonnaroo Festival, the yearly Woodstock held in Tennessee, is taking 2027 off, supposedly to give the land, which has gotten a lot of rain, a break for a year, and there is a concern about the future of the whole thing. I'd like to say we'll keep you updated, but that's a festival for young people, a festivus, if you will, Seinfeld fans. Climate emergency, part of it, the reason. Dolly Parton's music catalog estimated at $120 million. This man's music just doesn't want to play here. So we have to go a different way in our last gambit. Our second segment of the show, We Cheat the Hangman. We just completed Tonight Your Ears, Tomorrow the World, an audacious statement. Ba, 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 ba. Am I being an Ophir? It's very possible. C'est la vie. The kids don't say that. PJ Harvey loves Bob Dylan. Even his voice. Robin Hitchcock, I would have been a stand-up comedian or a weird professor if I hadn't heard Bob Dylan. So it tied together that way. Skee-Ball, a uniquely American experience, still exists at the New Jersey shore, was invented right here in our state of 22 counties and a lot of exits on the parkway and the turnpike. Was invented in 1908. Trump, 16% of people who voted for him in 2024 say they would do it again? 16%. Pale-faced parabola moves on. Let's just go forward. Here, music, I believe by the Five Royales, they're talking Cars.
Well, every woman I know is crazy about automobiles. Well, every woman I know has got to have an automobile. And here I am standing with nothing but rubber heels. Walking women home is a thing of the past. The women wanna ride and wanna ride in class. Some like Cadillac, some like Ford, and some like anything as long as it'll roll. Every woman I know is crazy about automobiles. Well, here I am standing with nothing but rubber heels. Just can't be beat. You and your woman in your own front seat. She can play with your keys and she can shift your gills and turn on your radio just loud enough to hear and start up the heat and flip on the fan and then you start to roll it just as fast as you can. Every woman I know is crazy about automobiles. Yes, every woman I know is crazy about automobiles. Well,
she must have been a fisherman's daughter, because when I showed her the rod, she reeled. Now mama bought a rooster, and she also bought a duck. She laid them on the table with their legs sticking straight up. In rushed the children with a knife and a glass. They started carving that duck across his yes, yes, yes. Mama, 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 come here quick and look at sis. Sis is out in the backyard doing a twist like this. Mama said, come in here, gal, come in here, and come in here fast, and stop that twist in your yes, yes, yes. But she said, mama, old folks are doing it. Yes, young folks are doing it too. But old folks are still trying to tell young folks how to do. They say shake your shoulders and shake your shoulders fast. And if you can't shake your shoulders, shake your yes, yes, yes. I took my gal to a masquerade ball, and she thought her little costume would really fool them all. But when 12 o'clock came and she removed her little mask, you couldn't tell her face from her yes, yes, yes. That was a monkey swinging from the mantelpiece, and he slipped and his tail fell in some red hot grease. He says, look out, folks, look out, 'cause I got a pass. Here I come with
of French fries. Yes, yes, yes. Say, you remember old Hitler? When he captured Poland, he tried to get some of Russia, too. He even had the nerve to tell Uncle Sam, I want a part of you. But Uncle Sam says, look out, Hitler, look out. You're out of your class. So Uncle Sam just knocked old Hitler right on his yes, yes, yes. Thank you very kindly.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, and I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine. Plowmen dig my earth. But none of them along the line know what any of this is worth. They just don't know what it's worth. Excited, the thief, he kindly spoke.
for a lot of reasons. This is a show that don't expect it to be replicated. A diverse set of circumstances here today, and all's well. Especially if you can close out my part of the program, We Cheat the Hangman, with the album Something Else. Listen to this lineup. Cannonball Adderley, Miles Davis, Two Jones, Hank and Sam, not Jack Jones, and Blakey on the Traps. This is a session, this is a CD thing extended from the original album. This particular track recorded in 1957, called Another Kind of Soul, Cannonball Adderley. And it was recorded right here in New Jay in Hackensack on March 8th, 1958. At least the Something Else album was. This from 57. Ended the show with music from the Brothers and Sisters, Dylan's Gospel, since I spoke of them several times in what I attempted to be the news break. Thought we'd finish my show, part of the show, with All Along the Watchtower, the gospel version. And I think that was either Mary Clayton, who sang the counterpoint on the Stones' Gimme Shelter, or Clydie King, who, rumor has it, not only sang backup in one of Dylan's Christian phase bands, but married him. Preceding that, Van Morrison. Yeah, I know. But, you know, the guys made a bit of a comeback artistically, where King for a Day Blues from Someone Tried to Sell Me a Bridge, his album from last year. One was instrumental. One was another vocal record, and we got that one. King Perry and his Pied Pipers with the track called Duck Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs from 1950. Not much information on him. Who cares? What a great song. And I don't know if that was a Five Royals or not. That didn't sound like their ensemble singing. But I love that song, She's Crazy About an Automobile, from the VJ Years. That's the label for you pale faces that the Fabs had their first album release on in 1963. That's where we've been. And now we go for something, well, completely different. And that is, as usual, courtesy of the Mystery Man. And I see that for all our in-studio jubilation, we're going to run a little bit over, but not much. I know, a shock. Right, Mike? Right, Mystery Man? Right. So, we played Cassandra Wilson music earlier in the program. Here's a gentleman that she worked with. Why don't you talk your talk?
His name is Steve Coleman, and this was Steve Coleman and the Five Elements with Cassandra Wilson singing a tune called Destination. And I heard this in the car on the way to a gig driving through New Mexico quite a few years ago, and kind of melts your face.
In a good way or a bad way?
Well, in a good way. Maybe a bad way if you're driving.
Speaking from personal experience?
Yes.
The Mystery Man always ends our show with a bang. And that bang has been shot by the closing gun here on the Pale-Faced Parabola. We thank you for your ears. Web in, stay in, or I'm going to be mad at you for retrospect tonight. Directly following this program, live on Free, and dig them on the podcast. In the meantime, you can do the same for us, because we work hard on this show. Steve Coleman with the late Cassandra Wilson here on the Pale-Faced Parabola. Slancha, good fortune and go well. We'll be right back.
sunshine. Like a rainstorm, snowball, meteorite. Never did intend to fall in love's way. I got stranded in high. Like a time warp, free fall, and satellite. Everybody's got a destination. Everybody needs somewhere.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.